That's 1992. We're at the home of Mildred Allspa. This is Shirley Bradley and Lisa Fine, and we're going to be talking to Mrs. Allspa about her husband's years at the Rio, and perhaps all of some of her relatives who worked there.
Okay. I guess the best way to start might be to just go through again what you were telling us with these names. You know, who the people were that in your family that worked at Rio and when they worked there. Is that okay, Shirley?
That's fine.
Okay.
Well, my father, or if you want the whole name?
Yeah, that would be great.
My father, Richard Bays, moved to Lansing in 1911.
Great. Where did he move from?
Gratiot County is all I can tell you.
Okay. Was he a farmer?
Yes.
He was a farmer up there?
Mm-hmm. And he worked there until about 1970.
Oh, my. So he was there close to 60 years?
It was a long time.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And then my uncle... I better put my glasses on.
Okay.
Well, he was there through a lot of things that happened at the Rio.
My uncle Burr Phillips, I mean, Burr Phillips, or I don't know if you want
okay.
to call
it. Burr Phillips, and that was your father's brother-in-law, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I really can't say how long he worked there, but never as long. I wouldn't imagine possibly more than 5 years. That
okay.
might make it, you know.
In the 20s? You think he worked there in the 20s?
No, it was after my dad. He worked with my dad at the
beginning
time.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then my brother, I don't just remember when he started working there, but he worked there for 28 years. But he drove a truck overland. Your trucks, you know, he drove the trucks.
The rear trucks?
Yeah, the rear trucks here and there and wherever.
Oh, well, they were delivering cars, maybe?
That's what he was doing, just.
Oh.
And what was your brother's name?
Harlan.
Harlan.
Bays.
Bays. Okay. And then your husband?
Oh, my husband, let me say, I started going with him in 26. That's an awful way to do it.
No, it isn't.
No, not at all.
I think he started there in 43.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness.
So
he'd been working there a little while when you met him.
Yes.
You remember what he did when he started working there?
Well, he was a trucker. I mean, he trucked things
through the plane. Oh, okay.
Like if they needed parts.
Like parts or stock or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when he died, they took up a collection and they said, and the fellow that brought it over to me said that was the biggest collection that they ever had taken up.
Yes,
and
right.
Then 2 years afterwards, one of the men told me, he says, you know, they still talk about how you could depend on Melvin. And that made me feel good.
Yes, it did.
Melvin.
His started initial was Melvin C. Melvin
C.
Bobby.
Okay. And you think he started in 1923?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did your dad do in Japan?
Well, he was just, I guess you'd call a day worker, because I used to keep track. He'd always bring his slips home. You know, way back then, they got these little slips, and I'd always add them up for them, and I thought that, well, I was really smart.
Like pay slips?
Yes.
Or something?
For the piecework? Was it
yeah.
for the piecework?
Piecework.
And it would say on there how much he had done and how long he worked, and then you'd add it up
mm-hmm.
to see how much he would make.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Hmm.
And I started with that when I was about 7 years old. And
you probably got pretty good with numbers. I'm doing that, huh?
I think maybe that's where I got my writing. I love to write. I tell myself, tell everybody that I'm a frustrated author because I'm always and forever writing letters. Different people said, well, I don't know how you write so many letters. Well, shoot, I like to keep in touch with people. And so I just ramble.
I think you should be writing.
do you want to?
Yes, thank you. We just wanted you to talk about it a little bit. Did your dad come, he came to Lansing from Gratiot County to work at the Rio, or?
He moved to Lansing from up in Gratiot County.
To work at Rio?
He didn't know what he was going to do. He just came for a job.
He didn't want to stay on the farm anymore?
That's right. Well, I think possibly my mother wanted us a better education, so she started moving down,
Oh, he was already married then
when
he came down.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I see. Were you born up there in Gratiot County? Or
uh-huh.
You were. Oh, okay. So do you remember coming down here to Lansing?
Good heavens, no.
You don't? You were too little?
I was about four.
You were four.
But,
so she wanted you to get a better education. They had better schools.
They thought that you'd be better down here, so they came down here.
Mm-hmm. And besides your brother, Harlan, how many other brothers?
Well, I had an older brother,
mm-hmm.
and he died. And then I had a younger sister, and she died. And then in between there, I had a sister, Irene.
So there's three five altogether.
And my brother and I are one of us left.
Harlan?
Mm-hmm.
Did your dad think that working at the Rio was a good thing to do?
Yes.
He thought it was a good job?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he was able to take care of all of you?
That's right.
Well,
I was trying to think how much he made when he first came. I don't think it was more than $4 or $5 a day,
mm-hmm.
working all day.
And he worked long hours.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Saturdays, too, sometimes.
And, of course, there was overtime. I can remember him working overtime, but I know that, I think that now the price of things like it is now, and it's different.
I'm
a manager. Of course, my mother did a lot of sewing. She made all of our clothes.
Mm.
I mean, the girls' clothes and like that, and boys' shirts, but my brother's shirts and like that,
and she had, housework was much harder in those days, too,
right.
So she had a lot to keep her busy doing that.
That's right, because you had to use a board to clean your
clothes
on.
Sure.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And did you live down there by Orioles when you were growing up?
Well, when we first moved to Lansing, we lived on Chestnut Street.
Mm-hmm.
And then we bought a house down on Main Street,
mm-hmm.
and that was just four blocks from where our Orioles
lived. So that must have been a nice neighborhood.
There were some nice houses along there.
Yeah.
It was then. I don't know. I haven't been down there for so long, I'd probably get lost.
There's only one or two left because the 496 Expressway was
mm-hmm.
built right through there, and they mm-hmm. tore down our Orioles' home, and they tore down the Scott Mansion, and they tore down Warren G. Holmes' place, all of those beautiful homes that went west on Main Street.
Did they
there's
Scott's
only
Scott's home and everything all tore down?
No, I'm sorry, it was the Barnes, the big castle, Castle. But the Scott house is there, and I think the Cooley house.
Turner, mm-hmm. and the Turner Dodge.
No, that's over,
that's the other
that's
side.
Right down this way.
Yeah, okay.
And those are left, and the one they turned into a museum, the big Scott house, is called the Women's Hall of
that's
Fame.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. And you're the only two houses left on that whole street. It's all expressway now.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been down there so long, I lost track of everything. But
I used to go by Ariel's home when I was a kid, mm-hmm. and I thought it was a beautiful place. So you must have seen it, too.
Yeah, that's right. And then there was an old gentleman, this is just off the record here, doesn't it?
You don't want this on the tape?
No.
Okay.
You should write those down yourself sometime.
Oh,
so your dad did pretty well to get a house, to buy a house there.
That's
down in
right.
those neighborhoods at that time.
And it wasn't very expensive.
Mm-hmm. And he had pretty steady work too.
Yes,
right?
He did.
Did he?
And then too, when they had their summer layoff, like that.
Right.
He'd always mow lawns.
Oh, he'd mow lawns for
when he wasn't working for the mower. lot.
Did he go hunting? Did he do some hunting too? Because when I read a lot about the Rio workers, they always say in the fall that they go back up to the country sometime and do hunting. Did he do anything like that?
Do what?
Hunting.
Oh, heavens.
No, he wasn't interested in that.
No, he wasn't interested.
Because a lot of them talked about that in the magazine. Did you ever see the Rio Spirit?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
In fact, if I'd had more time, I might have been able to locate one, but I didn't have time to hunt.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. That's okay.
I tell you, I've lived here nearly 50 years. Oh, no. Yeah, nearly 50 years. No longer than that, because my youngest daughters are older than that. My twin daughters are older than that. And they were just babies when we moved here.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got so much stuff stacked around them. I thought the other day, these people that move a lot are better off than I am. I'll take care of this. I guess I'll.
Well, if you ever decide to, and you find something that you think we might be interested in, just give us a call.
We'll have to leave here.
Oh, we will.
But I don't know where it is because, as I say, I've got stuff stuck here, stuck there. So.
Yeah. And did your dad or your family ever go to the clubhouse for
My, we went every week to the clubhouse show.
Yeah. Even when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To the movie pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything else that you did there? There's things to do, dance?
Oh, I've been there to a couple of some kind of, I don't know what you call it, not a party, but sort of a gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Of that. But I can't remember who it was for or
mm-hmm.
why.
Mm-hmm.
Because, we always went to the
pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the moving pictures.
And I was trying to think what the fella's name was. It was there so much that was kind of head of it.
Arthur Sinclair?
Huh? Yeah,
Sinclair.
That's a guy.
Right.
That's a
good
guy.
Good for you for remembering. I couldn't remember it. Arthur Sinclair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you knew who he was?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He was a very nice fella.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, we used to always go down there, and then we used to go to the band concerts.
Rio Band.
Yeah, Rio Band.
Oh, you're the first person we've talked to that remembers hearing the band play.
Oh, yes. We're talking to the band play.
Like maybe often through the summer they'd have them, or mm-hmm. all around through the year?
Yeah. Well, maybe just through the summer.
In the summer.
Outdoors?
There was
outdoor concerts?
Over to Moores Park, I believe.
Oh, great.
Oh, really? Oh, how wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Take your picnic and go hear the music.
That's right.
Oh, doesn't that sound like fun?
Did you listen to Rio on the radio, the radio station? Did you guys
no.
have the radio? You didn't have any.
Didn't have anything to listen to that.
Well, that would have made it difficult. Did your father belong to? They had a baseball team, I think.
No, my dad wouldn't be anything like that.
He was too busy working, wasn't he?
He was just a plain old farmer. Now that's all he was.
And a good father, it sounds like.
Because they had lots of sports teams, and
that's right. But Noah's
like that.
Never run into anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the things that you went to, the movies and the band concerts, those were all free because your dad worked at Rio.
Well, they was all free anyway.
Oh, anybody could come.
I mean the band concerts, because they was out there.
Outside.
Outside, how could it?
Right, mm-hmm. That's true. But, I hadn't thought of that.
But the stuff inside the building, mm-hmm. that was different every time. No, we used to always look forward to going. Seems to me it was on a Wednesday night, if I remember.
The pictures?
Yeah.
And the band concerts maybe were on a Sunday?
Well, most generally it was on a Sunday. Sometimes it'd be on a Saturday afternoon.
When people weren't working as much and could come.
Mm-hmm.
What a nice service to the community to be able to just go out there and enjoy music.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We used to always go down there, because I know... We used to have to cross the bridge, and I always knew I was going to fall in that water. I was always glad when I got across the bridge.
No, I understand that. I used to be that way downtown in Lansing. I was afraid to cross the Grand River, and I would hang on to my mother so tight. I just knew I was just like you. I just knew I was going to fall.
Did your dad work there through the 30s, the 1930s?
I can't remember just how long he was there for work. Seems to me it was he was still working in the 30s.
And through the 30s?
I'm just kind of going through when I graduated.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And he was working there.
Yeah, because I was just wondering about, because from my own reading, I found out that the union came in 1937, and I was just wondering if he joined the union when it came to the Rio. Did he? Was he involved?
No, he never was in the union.
He was never in the union. Mm-hmm. Most of the time he was there, there wasn't any union anyway.
He was there past the time when Blue Cross and like that got into the Rio.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, but I can't remember what that was.
Mm-hmm. 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 Hmm.
I wonder if he must have been there when they had the strike then.
Yes, he was. Well, I can't tell you.
1936 about that was it?
Because
37.
He used to mow lawns and everything like that, you know. And not only that, prices was a heck of a lot smaller than they are now.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Pay 13 cents for a dozen eggs like that. And the people don't even believe it anymore.
I was going to ask about the conditions that he thought. Did your father think that working in the Rio, did he think there were good working conditions there, you know, for the workers' safety and health?
He enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. In fact, he enjoyed it so much that he used to help my Uncle Bird. He'd get his done. He was a kind of fast little fellow. Mm-hmm. He was short, you know, and he was kind of a fast little fellow. And he'd get his work all done, and then he'd go help his brother-in-law so he wouldn't get fired.
Oh, is that right?
He could help him on the line. Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Huh. In those days, you didn't have a union to protect your job, so if your uncle didn't get as much of his work done, they might fire him. Is that right?
And my dad used to finish his work and go and help him out a little bit.
And they didn't mind him doing that, boss?
I don't even know if they knew it.
Oh, I see.
I don't know if they knew it.
Yeah.
You could get fired, I suppose, easily in those days without a union to protect you. If you were sick, you probably had to work anyway for fear of losing your job, I suppose.
Well, no. If you were really sick, they accepted that.
Mm-hmm. They did.
But, just saying you're sick and then they find you some other party or something or another one, that don't go to work sick.
Did your family feel like the Rio would take care of your family? You know, like if something were to happen or...
Well, I don't know, but now, as I was telling her, when my husband was killed over there by the Rio,
mm-hmm.
They took up a collection.
Oh, the collection. That's
they
right.
took up a collection, and they said that was the largest collection
right.
they'd ever taken up.
Right. Now, when did that happen? What year was that?
1963.
And what did your husband do at the Rio? What was
his?
You told me he drove the trucks.
He drove trucks all over the place.
Stock trucks,
okay,
maybe.
Yeah.
Right. He did that the whole time he was there, from 1923 to 1963?
I don't know what he did in 23 because I didn't know him.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But from 26...
Until then? Wow. So he worked there a long time, too.
Everybody must have depended on him being there so long. Everybody must have known him.
As I was saying, I don't rather I told you what I meant to tell you, that 2 years after his death, some fellas said they were still remarking how you could always depend on my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he said he was going to do something, you might well make up your mind he's going to do it. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was an awful stickler for that.
So he felt very good about the company, just like your dad did.
Yes.
That the Rio was a good place to work.
Yes.
and he was able to work pretty consistently, steady
mm-hmm.
for all those years, 40 years mm-hmm. that he was there. Did he do any? Did he participate in any of the kinds of things we asked if your dad participated in, like sports or
no.
clubs or any of that stuff? No.
Now, if you give him a book, that'd be something else. But
he was much more of a studious person.
Yeah.
Not athletic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. And he worked all through the war.
Mm-hmm.
He worked through World War II when they were doing all the defense
mm-hmm.
work
mm-hmm.
and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was able to also, like your dad, take care of a family
well
on what he was able to make at Rio. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I say now that I think we raised our 7 kids for what it takes to raise 2 now.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that at all.
Yeah. Now it seems like both mother and dad have to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
At least I know we do. I know I do.
through your husband working at the Rio, you had hospitalization and that kind of thing for your family.
Mm-hmm. Now, did your husband, was he a member of the union? Because the union was in, he didn't belong to the union.
No, he didn't believe in
unions.
Oh, so you had your right to refuse to join the union, but you could still keep your job.
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, I don't believe he ever joined. I never heard him say anything about joining the union.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe he did, for all I know. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, he was a kind of a quiet person, and if he didn't think it was anything my business, what did he say?
I guess I can kind of understand that, because he came from a time when the men go to work, and that was their thing in life, and they just went to work and did their
mm-hmm.
work and came home. And,
mm-hmm.
and,
but with the Rio, there were lots of things for families to do together.
Oh,
right. I mean, you still went to the clubhouse and
went
you could
to the
still
clubhouse.
Took your children.
Huh?
You took your children.
Well, no, I didn't have the children then.
Oh, I see. What about later, when the your children came along? Did you and your husband take your children to anything at the Rio? Were there things
I don't
there
think
for
it was
them?
Very much
there wasn't
there.
Much going on yet. Yeah,
it was
because it just broke my heart when they tore it down or something.
They tore it down.
Yeah, they did.
Because I thought that was a really shame because we had enjoyed it so much going there to the shows and,
mm-hmm.
and things like that.
It was a shame. The people in Lansing were able to go and rent the place for receptions and all kinds.
That's
so all
right.
kinds of things
That's
happened
right.
there,
mm-hmm.
and it really was a community center of its day.
Well, yes, and
it was for
well, everybody's in a real clubhouse. You know, that was something.
Did I see on there that her son worked there too, or am I?
No,
oh, that was her
brother Harlan. Yeah. Now, you said when Melvin died in the accident, there was a collection in the company, in the plant. That was mostly the workers doing
mm-hmm.
that. Was there anything the company did to help you or the family after the accident?
No.
They
not
didn't
as
do
I
anything?
Know of. Just the collection is all.
Mm-hmm.
It was $400, and I thought that was really something.
Mm-hmm. In 1963. That's a lot more than it is right now. Yeah,
but there were no. Was there a pension or something that so you were able to go on and take care of your family?
Well, I just happened to be close enough to Social Security that I only had to. I had a licensed home for a couple of years, and then I got Social Security.
Well, your children were grown and gone by that time.
They were all graduated.
And you were by yourself.
Yeah,
that's right.
They had all graduated.
Mm-hmm.
So you know. We got along just fine. Still getting along.
Good.
Of course, too, I worked on the election for 40 years, and that money helped out, too.
Oh, you sat in at the polls for
yeah.
the election?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I worked there for nearly 40 years.
Uh-huh.
Just lacking, I would say 39 and a half years, you know, that I worked there.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you've been busy.
Well, I enjoyed it. I like people.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a lot of friends that way.
That's
and,
true.
So. But, no, but my husband was always, my dad never complained about the Rio. And when I was 11 years old, I started adding up his, you know, they get these little slips.
Right.
And so every week, or tubes, whatever it does, I can't remember. Well, I'd add up to see how much money he was going to make.
Hmm.
So I was proud of that. I think I was able
mm-hmm.
to add up his pay, pay money.
And then did he have to take those slips and turn them back in to get
what,
his check?
I don't
check
know what
order?
He ever done with it.
I was just curious.
I was, as long as you got the money, I didn't care. Or else I got a new dress or something.
That was a little more. And but, you said your mom mostly, she had plenty to keep her busy at home. She did the sewing.
My mother made most of our clothes.
She made your clothes.
Her mother was a dressmaker, and she evidently my mother inherited some of it because she made clothes for us and made clothes for other people. That
so that probably helped out at home a lot too.
Do you sew also? Do you also sew?
What?
Do you sew too?
Not anymore. I used to.
But you used to, just like your mother did.
I made all my children, some of my children's shirts and stuff like that, but I never went outside the house.
You worked here in the home.
Yeah, well, what I meant, I didn't sew for anybody else.
Oh, I see.
You but that helped your budget, though. You were able to make the shirts and maybe blouses and dresses for the children.
That's right. And so, I don't know.
When you you lived with your family, your parents on Main Street, and then after you married your husband, which was, you said you started dating him in 26. Did you marry him pretty soon after that?
29.
29, okay. Right, the year of the crash, right?
Oh, that's right.
Did you move, you didn't move in here right away?
What?
You didn't move in?
No.
Where did you live?
I can't tell you where all we lived.
You moved around a lot of different places?
Well, we lived in two different... We lived for a while on Home Street, but before that we lived someplace else, and I can't even tell you where it was.
But you rented...
It was on some street that comes off from Washington Avenue right now. I can't tell you who. I tell everybody if I went uptown, I'd get lost about that. Then we moved over on Hill Street. We lived there 13 years.
You rented a house, or did you buy the house?
We rented it.
You
there.
Rented it. Okay.
But then we bought.
Then
this
you moved.
One.
Then you bought this house.
Yeah. You know what? Believe it or not, we had this house paid for in 7 years.
Wow.
It was really a bargain.
Oh my God.
We was kind of lucky because some man, I've forgotten what his name was, Don, said, well, he says, I've got a, he was in kind of in real estate, and he said, well, I've got a house that I own. He says, I'll sell it to you cheap. And so he brought us over here because he couldn't, for some reason, he couldn't get rid of the people that was in the house. And so we thought if he sold it, well, they'd have to go.
They'd have to leave.
And we came in and looked it over and decided it was $29.50 that we had to pay for this house. And so we decided to buy it. $15 a month payment. Can you imagine that?
Oh, my God.
And we had this house paid for in 7 years. Because my husband had bought war bonds, you know, like that, so he turned them in, and it was kind of so. But when we came in and looked at it, it looked pretty decent. But after the people moved out, he sold it cheap because he's been trying for a long time to get rid of these people. For some reason, he couldn't get rid of them. I don't know why. And we come back over here, they had ripped all the wallpaper off.
They were angry.
So you had some fixing up to do.
And, got it all papered up and like that, so. We had this house all paid for in 7 years.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I just, sometimes I think, oh, God, we were lucky. To be able to do that.
Well, you worked hard at it too. We were only able ever to set a structure that we rented all the time that I grew up. I think that's wonderful that your husband made enough at the Rio that you could buy your own home.
And you raised your children here mostly.
Yeah. Well, Diane, I think was about 14 when we moved here. She's in her 60s now. So.
We're all getting there.
Well, I'm going to soon be 85. I look in the mirror and I says, how come?
I do the same thing. I can't understand what's happening. It's all going by too fast.
Well, when you stop and think, I started out at 3 pounds at 7 months. And then to think I'm still hanging around.
That's a miracle in itself.
That's right.
To have survived being a premature then without the medical knowledge and
your mother must have been scared. Your mother must have been scared to death.
Well, I was scared to death.
I don't know. She just kind of took me. She kept me on a feather pillow by the stove to keep me warm. And I said,
I think you must have been a healthy little girl for 3 pounds.
That's
old.
Right.
You survived.
Yeah. My I was going to say my marriage license, but I meant my birth certificate. All it says on there is my father's name, my mother's name, and baby girl.
Maybe they didn't expect you to live at the
time. I don't think they did. I don't think.
Perhaps that's why you didn't get a middle name.
And so I was baby girl.
Oh, well. Wow.
I thought to myself, what good would that ever be if I needed
a... a passport,
yeah.
Or something.
I should have went down to the and had it straightened out, but I didn't.
It still says baby girl.
Yeah.
I think that's wonderful.
I've got a dress upstairs yet that I wore when I was 3 months old, and I swear it's no bigger than, like that.
Like a
and
doll's
dress. A doll dress.
Yeah.
And a great big long skirt on the darn thing.
Oh, sure.
I've kept that up there on one of my trunks or suitcases or someplace.
It'd be a wonderful thing for your children to have someday. Mama's dress.
Did you have some boys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got three boys.
Three boys. Did any of them work in the Rio?
No.
Or was it already?
No, my brother's only one.
Your brother's only one?
No. My oldest boy, Melvin Eugene, worked at the Owls.
Oh, he went to Owls?
And he's retired now. That was hard to take. He just shouldn't be old enough to retire.
He must have taken an early retirement, though.
No.
No?
He's Diane's in there. He was 60. Right along in there someplace. And
what did he do at the Owls? What was his job there, do you know?
No, I don't.
You don't know?
I have no idea. And then I've got a younger son that works there too.
At Owls?
At the Owls,
yeah.
Yeah. And he's what is it? Mechanic.
Mm. He's a mechanic.
Yeah. So, he's a little bit of a short fella. Not much taller than I am.
He was taken after you.
If the Rio had stayed in business, maybe your sons would have gone there.
Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Because their dad had worked there.
You know, a lot of people we talked to about the Rio said that it was like a big family.
It was. It really was.
That's always the word they use, that it was like a big family.
Well, now just to show you, this isn't all being taken down, is it?
It's on the tape, but if you want us to turn it off, we can turn it off.
I don't care. No. when my husband died, a black fella came down and asked to be pallbearer.
Oh.
And I know my husband used to speak about him every once in a while, real, real nicely, thinking he's A number one, but I can't think of his name now.
Just a worker that he knew down
there?
Worked with him?
Yeah, worked down there. And he came and asked if he couldn't be a pallbearer.
Mm.
And I thought that was so nice of him.
Yeah.
And so what he was then?
Mm-hmm. He was one of the pallbearers.
So working together made them feel very, like they were close.
Well, I'll tell you. My husband was very friendly with everybody. I mean, he couldn't see too much bad in anything.
Mm.
And he had a lot of friends, and as I told you, 2 years after he died, they were still talking, how you could always depend on him.
You know, I wonder if that's maybe how I got your name. Someone remembered working with him. Somebody I talked to said that they remembered working with him. And I bet that's why.
Yeah.
Because they still think of him, too, and he's still part of their family. And so they thought that we should maybe talk to you for a few minutes. So your husband's memory just lives right on.
Yeah. Well, he's living right on here, too. In fact, I tell you, if anybody was in my house, they probably think I was batty, because sometimes I look at his picture over there and I say goodnight.
Oh.
Well, I have a friend who lost her husband 2 years ago, and she still talks to him, and not all the time, but if she buys a new dress, now he used to kind of not like her to buy lots of clothes, and she'll come home with a new dress, and she'll say, well, Ed, I've done it again. Do you like it? You know? So it's just the same thing.
Well, I don't do it, you know, real often, but every once in a while, because to
me... you were with him for a long time, yeah, and, you know.
You shared a lot.
And to me, he's still here. And, but this isn't for records. This is
okay.
This is